Okay, so when the Narayanasena soldiers, they are told to fight on Duryodhana's side, and if they are also devotees of Vishnu, of Krishna, then how can they fight against Krishna and they die while fighting against Krishna? It's death and separation. So yeah, actually, there are different frames of consciousness. For example, if he's in different situations, and what is anukul, what is pratikul, that can vary. So, for example, there is the story of Maricha. Now, Maricha is a demon, he's a shape changer, shape shifter, and he is conscripted, practically forced by Ravana to join in the conspiracy to have Kisita abducted. And first, when Ravana comes, he tells him, you know, Ram is so powerful, don't mess with him. And then he hears and goes back. But then afterwards, again, Shurpanakha comes and incites him. He describes Sita's beauty. And then he comes back. And then he says that, I have not come here to hear your advice. I have come here to give you instruction. He says, either you help me or I'll kill you. So at that time, Maricha thinks, you know, actually, if I have to die, better let me die at Ram's hands instead of Ravana's hands. Now, there are different Ramayana commentators who have actually analyzed this incident in two opposite ways. Some say that actually this shows his bhakti. Although he's a demon and he had been hit by Ram's, he had been filled with fear on earlier being hit by Ram's arrow. But now because of that, he had been remembering Ram, even if in fear. And now he had developed faith in the glory of Ram. That's why he wanted to die at the hands of Ram. So, but there are other Ramayana commentators who say that actually, you know, if he's a devotee, he should be serving the Lord. He should not be thinking about how I am dying. So in thinking that at whose hands I am dying, he's actually doing disservice to Ram. So he's thinking that how I am going to die, he's thinking, but he's not thinking whether I am serving Lord Ram or I am causing disservice to Ram. So he says this is a very selfish calculation. Now, from one perspective, both are true, from different perspectives. One is that, okay, anyway, I'm going to die, better let me die at the hands of Ram. The other is, okay, you know, everybody has to die, but you have to serve the Lord. That is more important. So that way there can be different perspectives. And, you know, we can't know the inside of anyone's consciousness. So in the case of the Narayana Sena, see, the Kshatriyas, in general, their ethos was that they, at least in the way it is depicted in the Mahabharata, then I'll explain how it is depicted in the Bhagavatam. The Mahabharata is largely a book that is at the Karmakanda level. There are bhakti sections in there. The Bhagavad Gita is there, the Vishnu Sahasranam is there, Narayaniya is there, Narayani is there. These are all bhakti sections, but largely it's at the Karmakanda level. And in the Karmakanda understanding, you know, if a Kshatriya fights heroically and dies on the battlefield, then that Kshatriya will be elevated to heavens. That is the understanding, broadly speaking. So, the warriors over there at that time, they feel that yes, if there is a war and if we fight and we die, yes, we will be elevated to heaven. And that is auspicious for them. That is what their destination, they think of. That's from the Karmakanda perspective. That's why the Kshatriyas over there, even on those on the Kaurava side, they fight forcefully. Because they either have, Mahabharata says, they had victory or heaven in their minds. And they fought. Now, in the case of the Narayana Sena, they knew that they were going to, if they fight against Krishna, they will die. But they had that attitude of service to Krishna. And this is what Krishna wants us to do, so we will do it. And in one sense, it was a difficult service for them. But that's what Krishna wanted them to do, so they accepted that service. And because they died, Yahave Krishna Mukharavinde, the Bhagavatam describes that those who netrai pibanti naina abhirama, those who saw Krishna and drank his beautiful form with their eyes, they actually attained liberation. So even the Narayana Sena, they fought for Krishna or they fought against Krishna. And the fact is that they died in the presence of Krishna and they attained liberation. So that is the important thing. And because it was by Krishna's will that they were fighting against him, so it was a difficult service that Krishna gave them and they accepted it. So thank you very much. We will continue. You want to say something?
Well, I want to have a question on previous class.